Hey everybody, yeah that's right, it's me Brian from Surf Guru with your Foam Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. So today on Friday, it's looking pretty small in most spots, ankle busters to maybe a knee-high wave out there. You might get lucky with a few bigger sets in the right spots. Coming in about 7 to 8 seconds from the east, and we got this tiny little background bump kind of filling in. Gentle winds from the west to southwest are going to start today, and of course they're going to be switching up by the afternoon as the storms come over, and then they're going to go back offshore for the evening. So for Saturday, the ankle busters, the knee-high waves continue, but only for the start of the day. It looks like things are going to kind of drop off as the day goes on. Winds will be from the west at about 7 miles per hour for south of the Cape, and about 11 miles per hour for north of the Cape. We're going to have that customary wind switch in the afternoon. And yeah, if there's a wave at your spot, be sure to jump on it in the morning. Sunday, surf is going to be dropping off, settling into that like little small range, probably kind of flat. You might get lucky in a few of the better spots, but you're going to need a bigger board, or better yet, probably get your paddle board out or your kite board. It's probably going to be a lot more fun. Winds are going to be trending offshore to 6 to 9 miles per hour. Now looking ahead, surf is dropping off for the work week. I don't really see too much of a wave out there. Probably all the way into like Thursday or Friday, and after that we might get a little something, but it's going to be very iffy with this big pressure. There's this high pressure out in the middle of the Atlantic just dominating right now. Anything tropical is kind of being pushed down to the south. I see a little pocket that's trying to develop down there, but we don't really have a huge chance on that, and if it does, it's probably going to go down south past the islands, and you know, if it gets really lucky, make it up into the Gulf. But I'll be back on Monday to let you know what's up, see if I see anything kind of switching up for you. But until then, be sure to check the cams. It's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. Remember, we're also doing the reports now on YouTube, and we're going to be moving that over to other social media. So if you like the idea of seeing the surf reports on social media, let us know. Be sure to like the YouTube channel. Be sure to like the videos. Put comments in there. Really, you know, let us know what you want to see, because, you know, that's what we're here for. So thanks again for listening to the Surf Report, and thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.